Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, if no one's told you yet, happy Farm Safety and Health Week! Governor Branstad has proclaimed September 21st through 27th as Iowa Farm Safety and Health Week. Promotion is being held in conjunction with the 71st Annual National Farm Safety and Health Week, and the theme for 2014 is Safety Counts, Protect What Matters. It's coordinated by the National Safety Council, and the beat recognition for this week began in 1944 when President Franklin Roosevelt signed the first proclamation for farm safety due to the impact the high injury rate in agriculture was making on the war effort. Now, fast forward 71 years, we have the highest annual death rate for every 100,000 workers in the nation, surpassing industries such as mining, construction, and manufacturing. So the focus on Farm Safety Week is still a very important part of the agricultural community. The Iowa Farm Safety Council reminds folks to use this week to reinforce safety messages, especially as we get close to harvest time. Iowa farm safety efforts are a unique partnership between various partnerships such as the Farm Safety Council, volunteers, Extension, ICASH, and other operations. The goal, of course, to make Iowans more aware and encourage them to make better safety and health decisions, especially during busy times of year such as the upcoming harvest season. Some quick tips to stay safe on the farm, and these are for not only farmers, but also for general pedestrians or car drivers as the ag harvest season approaches. If you're out driving, make sure you cautiously approach field adjustments or repairs, as well as making sure you're paying attention when you're approaching field entrances or any other hidden farmsteads where agricultural equipment may pull out in front of you suddenly. Keep in mind they will be moving at a much slower rate of speed. Farmers can take precautions to avoid slips and falls. It is certainly important that we get things done in a timely manner, but nothing is worth moving so fast that we slip up and cause a serious injury or even death. Another good tip is to make smart decisions while assigning tasks to youth. We have quite a bit of materials available at the Cass County Extension Office, as well as online through ISU Extension, that gives parents guidelines about age-appropriate tasks around the farm for youth. We all know that a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 14-year-old will have very different sets of skills, but it's also not so easy to remember that as kids slowly age, 1 year older than they were last year, finding the right time to hand over certain tasks to them is always a challenge. If you need some guidance on that, we do have tips and resources to help gauge age appropriateness of certain tasks around the farm. But above all, parents are encouraged to weigh the risks with the benefits of having youth do those tasks. Of course, every farm kid wants to be like mom or dad, helping out around the farm. And it's certainly tempting to use local kids or the family children as an extra helping hand during the harvest time period. But again, making sure that they are doing only safe tasks with approved machinery is very important and can prevent heartache down the road. Other good reminders for farm safety: make sure you are using and maintaining slow-moving vehicle emblems correctly, or any other appropriate combination of lights to make sure your vehicle can be clearly seen from a great distance down the road to alert oncoming traffic of a slow-moving vehicle. And also make sure that you have rollover protection structures on tractors that you are using around the field this time of year. If you don't have them, now is a great time to get them put on. And if you have the rollover bar down for access to sheds or indoor areas, make sure you put that back up before you head out in the field. Again, those are just a few tips, but overall, we just want to remind folks to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay alive during Farm Safety and Health Week. And we wish everyone a safe, healthy, and happy harvest season from all of us at the Cass County Extension Office. Another upcoming opportunity, switching gears a little bit here, there is an online course beginning here shortly called Your Money, Your Future. Whether you use it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without, these are all philosophies that can help people stretch resources before their next paycheck arrives. However, a two-hour class from ISU Extension Online offers a better way to make the money last each month. Your Money, Your Future is an online class offered the first Monday of each month, beginning October 6th at 5:30 p.m. This is taught by ISU Extension and Outreach Human Science Specialists specializing in family finance. And it's a great way to remind people that what you do when there is more money or more month than there is money. When the bills are paid and your bank account is approaching zero, what do you do when you still need to buy groceries? Or when the budget looks good until the car needs a new tire? Everyone's been there. This course will help give you some resources to deal with those everyday realities. Your Money, Your Future is a two-hour commitment designed to help people live in today's economy and plan for the future. Participants in this online course have convenience of connecting to the class from home. They'll need only a computer with high-speed internet, speakers, or a headset to hear the instructor. And there will also be a chat box, or they can use a microphone if one is available at home. So you can either communicate with the instructor by typing in the chat box or speaking into a microphone. If you register for the class online, you'll receive an email containing instructions for logging in, links to materials that you can print or pull up on your computer, and suggestions on how to get the most out of the online class. As we mentioned, this is a class offered the first Monday of each month, beginning the 6th of October at 5:30 p.m. It will also be offered at 5:30 p.m. on the 3rd of November, 1st of December, 5th of January, and 5th of February. The class costs only $15. The classes each Monday of the month will be a repeat of the other, so pick the day that works best for you. Certificates of completion are also available upon request. If you would like more information or want to register for the class, visit Iowa State University Extension website, extension.iastate.edu, and type in Your Money, Your Future into the chat box at the top. We also want to make sure that we invite folks out to the Side A Friday open house that we're having at the Extension office coming up this Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. For more information on that, you can stop by our website. You can find us on Facebook for daily trivia and fun facts. You can also give us a call at the Extension office for more information. That's Side A Friday this Friday, celebrating Cy's 60th birthday, including a visit from Cy from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cass County Extension Office. Hope to see you there. As always, if you have questions, give us a call or stop by. Find us online anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.